Hello?
Hey, Evan. This is Angel calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hey, Angel. How you doing, bud?
Good, good. So I'm just calling back. I see you talked to Bonnie earlier about the website. She said to call back today about it.
Yeah, we were, really happy with what we've been doing with Splash as far as Google guarantees and really good leads for us. And I was talking, I have a couple things I'd like to really renovate with our website with Bonnie. For one, I've added a C36 license. So I have a plumbing license, so we're not just a heating and air shop. So we want to reflect that in our website, that we actually offer plumbing and heating and air. Maybe condense it down a bit. And then we have a bunch of pictures that we've taken to try to give it a little bit more of a local feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to swap those with some of the pictures I have currently in there. It's just, some of them are kind of just like stock images, you know, not really like, they don't look very personal. And maybe add some content to ourselves about who we are, you know, like a mission statement page or something. And and also add some hyperlinks. We have a financing now.
Mm-hmm.
So our financing company has a hyper, I think I'm using the word right. I mean, I'm not in your profession, but I think it's a link that they can put on the page, which will direct, you know, our potential customers to qualify if they need to. Also, in addition to that, I also have a Better Business Bureau, which this is a little less important, but we have an A-plus rating with them, and they have the same kind of thing, like a link we can drop onto.
Mm-hmm.
That won't mess with the website, I don't, you know what I mean? But it just clicks you, like you can go check us up with Better Business Bureau or whatever.
Oh, definitely. But while we're at it, right, do you have anything else that you would like to link, like a button maybe for Facebook or something like that, if you have it?
We want to start that. That's something I talked to, again, Bonnie, who's my Google Guaranteed lady, but she works with you, right? And we want to, I have a meeting Monday to talk to a different lady, I think her name's Nadine, about a Facebook campaign. I have a Facebook. It's not very well tended, but just like the website, we really would like to focus in this next month and kind of get it more like to where we can work in conjunction with you guys, because I see that it were cool, like with like Facebook, but the way I'd explain is you guys would do the Facebook ads as a campaign, right? But we should still organically market both our website and Facebook ourselves as well, right?
Yeah, so that's why I was asking, like, if you want to add also, like, a Facebook button on the website while we're at it, right, while we're adding the Better Business Bureau, just so if your customers want to go there, you know, they can do that.
I think let's start with the financing of the Better Business Bureau, and let's wait on the Facebook if we could wait till I get it a little bit nicer. Because it's very generic. It's nothing right now. I have the domain and it's set up, but I would want to work on it a little bit before we link it to the website, to be honest. Because it's just kind of bland right now. I don't have any friends or anything. You know, I mean, I just started and kind of
set there. Oh, so you have like a personal Facebook in that case, because as a page, you wouldn't even be able to have friends on it, right? It's like a separate profile that you need to make.
I have a business Facebook, but it's personal, I guess. It's set up like personal, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a business. I don't know how, you know what I mean? We might even restart it. That's what I said. So let's wait on that until I figure out from you guys if I even have the right setting on my Facebook. You know? Basically, I think you're right. I started one like a person's name, basically, is upright mechanical. But it's not really a business or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, so in that case, that like a business page would need to be made. But you have a meeting with Nadine on Monday. She'll guide you through everything about the Facebook ads, and we do make Facebook pages if you so wish to, right? So
sure.
It's not a problem.
That's awesome.
Right. So I wrote down Right, so the financing hyperlink that we need to add, the BBB button, like the Better Business Bureau button, add the plumbing services, so you would need to clarify exactly which services, like under the, right, so you have like the HVAC stuff, but for plumbing, do you have anything more specific that you want us to list?
I think that we do mostly water heaters, you know, tankless and, you know, standard gas, you know, electric water heaters. Go ahead.
The water heater installation and repair, tankless water heater installation and repair, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then I would say we do all manner of repiping.
Okay.
And fixing leaks.
Okay.
And in addition, see, the thing about my company is, I get our campaign with Google guaranteed is just, well, it's right now it's just plumbing and heating and air. But my website, and I don't want to, you don't have to include all this stuff because it's crazy, but what I'd like to include a little bit of it because it's true. We are not just a plumbing and a heating and air place, but we also have a full General B license. I'm not necessarily marketing for General B. That's a huge, you know what I mean? That's giant in and of itself, right? But I would like something to reflect that is something that we have and do. So we have the ability to do more full service things than, let's say, your average mechanical shop.
Right. You know, so. I mean, do you have any idea how we can, like, convey that?
I think we could do that for you. What I would think is if my partner, I'm heading up there right now, we will make a mission statement page or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Explaining our mission or our story or, you know, some junk like that, right? And include
that
in there.
Right, since you're doing mostly, like, the Google guaranteed and that's what you signed up for, what we usually have is the process of finding these things out. So, like the local SEO, I'm sure you've heard about it. That's when we usually ask for this stuff, right, for the mission statement. And I see on your account we don't have it. But, yeah. I will add these services. And then for the photos, have you sent them to us or?
No, we don't.
Like,
and is it possible for us to add them ourselves or do you want to could you unlock? I looked down there and I saw it's locked right now, right? The photos or the editor on the website editor, it's locked.
Otherwise, I
would have kind of messed around with it.
Oh, yeah. So you don't add them through the website editor. You add them through the, like, business info section. Because we update them everywhere, not just the website. So we prefer if you add them through
smart.
There.
Smart. Well, that's why I like to talk to you and not just press with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. It makes sense. So, yeah, we could kind of nail it down. I mean, we have some, and I'd like to switch some. Like, I'll give you some photos, and you can intersperse them how you want. You know, the main ones I want to switch out with are the heat pump ones, because right now, where it says heat pump installation on our main page, I don't know what that picture is, but that's definitely not a heat pump. It's like some kind of silo in, like, North Dakota or something. I mean, it might be some, like, old scene-like thing, but, I mean, I'm in the trades. I don't have a clue what the hell that thing is. So it's like a stock photo, but it's not even the stock photo of a heat pump. I mean, we could do better just to have a picture of a heat pump or a picture of air conditioner,
yeah,
you know what I mean, swapped out for that. And then we just want to make, like, I don't have to change a ton of the pictures because I kind of like a lot of it, what you've done. That's the main one I have that I've been wanting to change. Because it just doesn't, it isn't a heat pump. It's like, I don't know what the heck that picture is. So if you could change that one for me, it's just a stock photo of a unit. A Goodman unit would be exceptional because we are primarily selling Goodman products too. So we might, you know, want to add some of that, Goodman Daikin stuff. The main thing I think we change is just on the beginning, the front page. We'll take a nice photo that includes some of our employees wearing our gear. Because we're a small outfit, man. We're small as small, but that's sometimes good. When you're, you know, when we're like, what we're trying to impress on people kind of is that, even though we are little as like a small family outfit, you get more competitive pricing and a little bit more attentive service usually when you when you go through an outfit like that. I think a lot of people kind of know that instinctively too. You know, it's harder to find us, maybe because we don't have the reach and the ability that a lot of the bigger outfits have to be able to get their name out there. But when you do come across an outfit that's kind of small and family-owned and competitive and such and such, you kind of know that hopefully you're pricing. You'll also, hopefully, like you say, get a little more attentive service because you're dealing with the direct, you know, the people that run the business.
That's honestly what I would choose either. As well, like, you know, with the bigger companies, it's kind of, they all have these, like, kind of templates of, like, oh, you want heater repair, and then that's it. Like, you can't give them the specifics or anything. But, you know, with a company that's smaller and, like, more family-owned, let's say, or something, you can just talk to the person, right, and he'll know exactly what you need.
Yeah, we help people out, man. We really do. And we have the flexibility and the ability to do that. You know, because we are small still and family owned, and we want to be cool with the community. And I'll put that in our mission statement. That's really part of that, I think. But that's partly what I want to change with the photos. You know what I mean? And kind of add that kind of warm feel to the website a bit, make it a little bit more less not professional. I don't mean less professional. That's not the right word. But less, imply a small family feel to us. Mm-hmm. Because that's kind of what we are. And why take the fun and act like we're competing with the Bonnie and these mega giants? Because the reality is we can beat their price all day. All day long. I can slay their price. They're doing units right now in Sacramento for a Bonnie or a Bell. If you wanted your full system changed out, you'd probably pay around 14 to 18 grand. And I can sell that same unit for 9 to 10 all day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what people are looking for, and I just don't want to get, I want our website to reflect that, because for myself, what I was kind of hoping to do, because you were going to do the Facebook ads, I'm in a lot of groups, in Sacramento and whatnot, little Facebook groups that people advertise their businesses in, little like community groups and stuff, and, people advertise in those all the time, and once I get our website kind of to where it has that feel. I love the way you guys already have the contact and all the tools you have set up in there are great. So we could just get that, you know, I could just drop that in like different places, you know, post it and let people look at it.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's awesome, right? So just to make sure I have everything right here. So you're gonna send us the hyperlink for the financing. Or whatever they send you, we will implement it to the website. It might be like an actual HTML code. We're going to add the services, so water heater, tankless water heater installation repair, repiping, and leak repair. As for the Better Business Bureau, we're going to link that and have like a little button, I guess, for customers to just click on and see it. For the mission statement, you said you would add it. If you don't know how, you can send it to us, and then I'll make sure that we make, like, a different page for it.
Perfect.
And the last thing I have here is you said you have a plumbing license, right? Do you want to give us the license number so we can display it on the website, or do you want to just keep it private?
It's still my current license number. So if we have my other license number on the website, I don't know if we do. Actually, I think we do, right? Don't we have my license number on the website? The 101?
I don't think so.
Okay, let me give it to you. But it's under all of them. All three of those are all under the same license, so it's convenient that way. And it's 101-3352.
Okay.
That's my license, 101-3352. Yeah, we could definitely display that. It's displayed on my symbol that you put on there. You put my my new, we had like a little graphic design daily circle thing that you put on there for me, I believe. We added that, and it's on there, like, but in small print.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see.
Yeah.
So we'll probably list it somewhere at the bottom of the website just for customers to know that you are licensed, and yeah.
Perfect.
If you think of anything else, give us a call or shoot us an email,
right? The heat pump picture, could you change that out? The one on the main page?
Yep.
The one of those silos with the two people walking by, like, those the red big brick building with, like, those unusual-looking
I mean, like I said, that might be a huge throw. I know, but if it is, it's certainly an old version of something that I don't know what the hell it is. And most
it looks very industrial, anyway.
Yeah, residential, like we're a residential small mom and pop. We're not gonna work on your chiller on your roof right now. I mean, eventually maybe, mm-hmm. but so we want to reflect that more. And so if you could go through, quite honestly, if you could go through any one of those stock photos and any one of them that you think is a little industrial or commercial, scale it back to something a little bit more residential, I would prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
and same
got it.
When you pick the plumbing pictures too, because I know you're going to pick them off stock photos. That's cool.
Yeah.
And we'll supply you photos for other things.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And also, just making sure, right, this won't, like, reflect instantly. Our website team still has to work on it, and it's weekend, like, coming up right now. So it would probably be, like, Monday, Tuesday, something like that, when you would see the changes.
No problem. I mean, we got to still get you the link. I got to figure that out today and get it sent to you. I think I already have the code for the Better Versus Zero. I've actually sent it to you. So we need to make sure that I'm sending it to the right source, because I never got it added. But I did get my phone number added on there, like I asked, so thank you for that. But mm-hmm. but I do recall I probably already sent the code for Better Business Bureau, but I apparently never got who should I send the stuff to that will be less most likely to do that for me?
So for the Better Business Bureau, we can probably find it ourselves,
yeah,
right?
I can send it again if not. But where do I send it to? What's is it an admin email, or do you have my email? Could you shoot me the email I should send everything to?
It's just the one that you've been getting all the emails on, so support@localsplash.com.
Okay, it's the same email. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right, just make sure that I mention my business in it, who I am, and what it's for, basically, so they know when it comes in what it's for. I know if you look through that, the Better Business Bureau has been sent with the code already, but I'll look again and send it, and I definitely haven't done the financing, because we just got qualified for the program last week, so
mm-hmm.
We'll give that to you as soon as we can.
Yeah, got it. Alright, well, I'll make sure we do these changes, and if you think of anything else, give us a call, as I said, and, yeah, I mean, give us a call on Monday, because we only work for another hour, 15 minutes.
The button and everything, we'll work on that next. I mean, I wouldn't want to add a Facebook button, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anything we can to make it more, you know, community-friendly. We really want to use that as a basis to really begin to get ourselves out there. I have
mm-hmm.
one more question.
Yeah.
Now, when we pull a number off that, we have those both numbers on that website, right? That second number, your number, is a tracking number. Now, am I paying, like, a Google guaranteed for those? Are those considered my leads, or are those in the, you track those numbers? I'm just saying, am I paying for those leads now, or how does that work?
Well, I'm not sure if I know exactly what you mean, but if I call you right now on that number, you won't get charged. So it's only,
that's
like, the Google guaranteed leads are... They always
separate.
Come through the actual Google Guaranteed campaign.
Yeah, they're separate, which is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a method of you to track the leads that come through the website.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially. Yeah. Which is cool. And I just had you add our other number because that's the number that we have that we're advertising on our own, so I just wanted to make sure it was present. But either way, I don't know if I'm not paying for it, because we really want to work with you guys to get this set up and really try to network and get ourselves out there in all the little forums and all these little things that we can try to get into to try to spread our name around.
Yeah, that definitely, man. Like, you're doing quite a lot right now, from what I can see, so, yeah.
Good.
Like, honestly, you're doing more than probably, like, 90% of people in your position, so I think you're on a great path right now, man.
Great. I mean, we need it. We'd love to get a more business, you know, and grow. That's what we're looking to do. So, thank you guys. I guess I'll talk to you probably Monday, but I'll send you some
mm-hmm.
stuff today. I might send you the mission statement today. It's okay if it doesn't get added, but I'm gonna go up there right now and meet with my partner and probably work on it today. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and make sure, like, check out the dashboard, you know, test everything out, you know, click all the buttons and see what they do, right? And you might find that you can like edit a lot of stuff on the website and stuff like that on your own. But yeah,
I tried. So I couldn't do the pictures. I got to it to where I could change the picture. I got to the screen where you change the picture, but it's locked by the admin. But again, I'm glad I didn't do that because, like you said, it probably would have just changed the website and changed everything. And we want to change it all.
Yeah, it might be. We check the changes like when our customers make them just to make sure nothing's gone wild, you know, on the website, but still.
Nice. Yeah, I like the tools. I like the website tools. I was really impressed looking at yesterday. It's very friendly. It's very user-friendly. I was really impressed.
We like to keep it simple and nice, you know, nice and clean.
Yeah, we have our budget. No guarantee, too, so we're definitely happy with your service right now.
Awesome. It's always great to hear that, man. So, yeah. As I said, we'll try to see what we can do to make like a more homey feel to the website. As you said, it looks a bit too professional right now. Maybe we'll do something like change the font or the color to something more warm. We'll see how. I'm not really an expert on this stuff, so I'll ask our team what we can do.
Perfect. No, that's fine. And call us if you want to call me too. Like when you know what I mean. We're always call me anytime, mm-hmm. please, because we're really excited about working with you guys and. And I like the way that we can actually work together to market our company. I really like that we're not like competing, you know, or I feel like I don't have a say in it, but I really feel that you want to help us grow. And so, yeah, give us a call. I mean, I don't know the thing either, but I'd be happy to, if they have any questions to ask me, we're always here.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line for us is that you're happy with the website, right? And yeah. With the whole service in general, so longer you're with it, the better it is. So.
Yeah, we are, and we just want to get it to where we can really push the website. And right now, I feel like I said, we'll make these small changes. It's really going to make a big difference for if I go drop it like in the into a group, because some of these groups have like several thousand people. Some of these Facebook groups and stuff I really want it to represent what we are, you know, just not a website, but really what our company's about. So,
All right.
I appreciate you, man.
Got it.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too, man. Have a nice day.
You too. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.